Has any of the fathers and sons ever separated from God? I mean, tonight we will separate the first part of our beloved patron, the martyr, Philip Batir Marcoris Abu Sufyan. This happy occasion makes us a cheer up that there is, we have lots of patrons. We can go after them, after their life, look at them, add teachers to learn from them how to love our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I wanted to talk with you about the motives of the martyrs to be martyrs. Why they went to die on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is there anyone of you watched the video of the 21 martyrs of Libya? Rona? Only? You two? Three? Okay, these martyrs went to death with joy, calmness, and weakness. Their persecutors were wondering. They were astonished. What were their motives? Why they went to death not afraid, but calm, joy, meekness? It's unbelievable. Even some of them, of their persecutors, said they saw something. They looked up to heaven as they are seeing something encouraging them to do that. So let us take five motives that make these people give their life to Jesus very easily. Number one, they love Jesus more than anything else in their life. They loved Jesus more than anything else in their life, or even in this world. Let us look at in John chapter 21st, verse 15. We find the last recorded dialogue between Jesus, our Lord Jesus, and Peter. They were fishing. They stayed all the night trying to catch any fish, and they catch nothing. And then Jesus Christ asked Peter after they ate and told Peter, Simon of John, do you love me more than this? Simon said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. This incident between Jesus and Peter was rightly before our Lord Jesus Christ ascended to the heaven. But what Jesus meant by this? What does Jesus mean by this? Maybe meant for Peter, this meant the other disciples, his friends, his family. Maybe meant the ships, the nets, the lifestyle. Do you love me more than this? There is actually a strong lesson we have to learn from this dialogue. Do you love Jesus more than this? Let each one of us ask himself that question. Do you love Jesus more than this? But what this is meant for you? What does that mean for you? Do you love Jesus more than this, that you can give up everything and to give your life to Jesus? Do you love Him more than your work, your family? Like if a monk wanted to go to the monastery, he doesn't hate his family. He doesn't hate the world. He doesn't hate marriage. But he loves Jesus more. He loves Jesus more than this. Okay, do you love me? Jesus asking each one of you. If Jesus asked any one of you now, do you love me? What he will say? For sure, every one of you will say, yes, we love you, Lord. We love you so much. But if he said, do you love me more than this, all of us will think for a minute. The secret of the true service is that word. Do you love me more than this? Does the servant love God more than anything else? Does the priest love God more than anything in this world? Does the bishop, do you love him more than anything else in the world? Do you? Nobody answer. You will think, yes, Lord, we love you. It is no matter how much you know about Jesus, how much you know about the Bible. It's no matter how much you do for Jesus. It's no matter how much you work for Jesus. It's no matter how much you talk about Jesus. If you don't love Jesus with all your heart, all that work for nothing. You have to love our Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. If we really love Jesus, we will follow Him. If you really love Him, we love Him, we will follow Him with all your heart. If we really love Jesus, we want to be like Him. And if we wanted to be like Him, that will it change our life. If you wanted to be like Jesus, if you love Him with all your life, that will it change the way you think, the way you speak, the way you act, the things you do, the places you go. It will change everything. So that will it change your life completely. If you love Jesus from all your heart, He asked you, follow me. If you love Him, you will follow Him. But remember, if you follow your opinions, if you follow your plans, if you follow your desires, doesn't mean you follow Jesus. You are following yourself. You are following your desires. You are following your plans. You are following your opinions. If you follow that, you are not following Jesus. If you follow Jesus, follow him wherever he leads you. If you follow him, follow him whatever he asked you to do. Do you love Jesus more than these? So you have to give up all this world for Jesus. When Jesus loved us, he gave his life for us. You can't do less if you love him. When Jesus loved us, he gave us his life. You can't do less if you really love him. This is the most important thing. Make these martyrs give their life calmly, easily, happily, with joy. Could we do that if God asked us to give our life to him? Could we do less than these martyrs of Olivia? Or we run? I remember one day a man entered the church and suddenly with a gun, and he is prepared to kill everybody in the church. He said, "If any one of you afraid to be killed, leave the church now." How many people left? How many? All? No one? If no one, that means you love Jesus with all your heart, more than your life. This is just imagination. Nothing else like that. But if you love Jesus with all your heart, you are ready to give him his life like this month. Like our patron, Saint Mercurius of Rosfin. He loved Jesus with all his heart. So he can give his life very easy to him. May God bless us all, just to give our life to him, at least to love him more than this. Just ask yourself what this meant in your life. May God bless you.